the first batch of Alaska students to spend their entire educational lives in a Russian language immersion program graduated from West Anchorage High School last night. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early found out, the students were the first in the nation to complete the program, attending classes in Russian from kindergarten to the 12th grade.
Students walked down the aisle of the Sullivan Arena, filing into their seats, waiting patiently for diplomas they had worked for the last 4 years to receive. But for 17 of the students, they'd received scholastic recognition at a ceremony 2 weeks earlier. The Russian immersion program was designed for American students that began when they were 5 years old in kindergarten. Yelena Farkas is the teacher in charge of the immersion program. She's known these students for most of their lives. She says that when the program began, there were language courses for Russian, but none of them as robust.
We already had high school programs. We already had middle school program. And the only component that was missing, it was elementary component. And when Anchorage School District applied for the FLAP grant, we received it and we started. From all of the states, we're only one who received that grant.
The grant allowed for a Russian language lottery system to be set up that fed students from Turnagain Elementary into Romig Middle School and finally through West Anchorage High School. Parents would enter their kids into the lottery and those selected would go through the 13-year program. In fact, the first name picked from the lottery 13 years ago graduated high school yesterday.
Wesley Piskoya.
Wesley Piskoya's parents entered him into the Russian language lottery at a time when the family contemplated whether to stay in Anchorage or move to Soldotna for work.
My mom said, well, let's just put Wesley into the lottery for here. She's really praying hard to God, saying, you need to show us a sign. You need to really show us where you want us. They got a call, I think it was a couple of weeks later, saying, well, Wesley got into the program. And mom's like, great, all right, I guess we're staying here. And then at the very end of the conversation, she's like, oh yeah, by the way, Wesley was pulled first.
Piskoya says the family took that as a very clear sign. During the many years he was in the program, Piskoya says that his classmates became more than faces he saw each day.
More than a community, it's your family. You've known them for 13 plus years, so it's very much a family. I know that I can come to these guys with any problems that I might have with any part of my life, if I have like homework problems or social problems.
Building a community was a huge benefit to another of the immersion program students.
Anastasia Erickson, summa cum laude.
Anastasia Erickson's family is Russian, and she's originally from Tok. They moved to Anchorage for better educational opportunities.
We didn't really have any friends here, any family, and so we figured we should hop into this program. My mom was a teacher at Tok, so, I mean, teaching Russian was a given for her, and it would be a great place for us to start a community and start to get to know people. Coming into something that's Russian, something that we were comfortable with as a family.
Erickson says beyond the intrinsic benefit of learning another language, she found that it also helped her in other classes.
I found that as I continued the program, I've gotten better at math. And there are studies that show that, like, if you have a different language, your brain can work in different ways and it can, you know, open up to information easier.
All of Erickson and Piskoya's siblings are also in the Russian program, as are the siblings of a third student who graduated yesterday.
Parker Roy.
Parker Roy says the program has given her opportunities to both practice learning and teach.
I have three younger siblings who are all in the program as well. So between homework and stuff, my parents, I'll be up in my room and they'll be, Parker, come help. We don't know what this means. And I have to come down and like tell them how to do the homework and help my little brother. And
neither of Roy's parents speaks another language, and they wanted her to have as many opportunities as possible. She says she's been interested in speaking more than just Russian and English.
I took Spanish freshman year, and my teacher said I was really good at it. I didn't fully agree because I'd get confused with my English and my Russian, or my Spanish and my Russian. And I'd have a question for my teacher and I'd plan out what I wanted to say. And then I'd go to ask him and I'd say it in Russian.
Parker says she has dreams of being trilingual and becoming a diplomat after going to the University of Montana. In fact, their teacher, Ms. Farkas, asked all of them in Russian what their post-high school plans were. Wesley plans on working in criminology following his time at UAF in Fairbanks. Anastasia will attend UAS in Juneau, where she wants to learn Tlingit and become an archaeologist. All three plan on using their Russian now that high school has ended.
And you are now officially graduates of the Anchorage School District.
In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.